Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Twanda Black. And joining me this morning, Cheryl Burnside. She is founder and CEO of Phenomenal Women's Health, Inc. How are you this morning, Cheryl?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. Tell everybody about you. You're a physical therapist by trade.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. I've been a therapist for 37 years.
Wow. Wow. And that's all kinds of stuff like what I'm going through with my hand right now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I've seen it all. Yep. I've seen it all.
Knee replacements, all that.
Hip.
So do you go out to people's homes or you have clinics that you go to?
No. Currently, I contract and I fill in for therapist PRN. So if they want to take a vacation, I will do that. Mm-hmm. And I also work at one of the hospitals part-time in outpatient therapy.
Very good. Very good. Well, talk about why you started Phenomenal Women's Health.
Well, I believe I was at my 20th year of being a therapist, and I found that every time I would touch a woman, she would pour out her heart. Mm. And there was so much pain that I started getting frustrated. I thought, I am so sick of treating a physical ailment when there's also a spiritual and a mental element to the injury I'm treating. And I thought, there must be some other way that I can treat a woman and really uplift her, empower her, rather than just treating the physical part of her injury. Mm-hmm. And got together with a friend of mine, and I said, you know, I really want to get women together. I want them to look pretty, all dressed up, and just come out and enjoy an afternoon at my house. Mm-hmm. And my friend said, Susan said, oh, why don't you have a tea party? I said, perfect. So we had a tea party. We had 30 women. And we gave each woman a little trophy to let her know that she was a phenomenal woman. And at that time, Mrs. Georgia, former Mrs. Georgia, LaCynthia Baskins, had just underwent a kidney and pancreas transplant after needing surgery immediately. She became number one on the list needing two organs. And we had her speak on diabetes because she was a juvenile diabetic and was blind when she became Mrs. Georgia. But she has gone back to school. She drives. She's gotten a master's. And just to see her go through that, other women are amazed. So it started from that one tea party at our house, and then we had another one that year because all the women said, oh, you should have another one. But I decided it was not going to be at my house because I couldn't get them to leave. So we fast forward 10 years. We've been, this is our ninth tea party. But we bring in speakers to educate women, and we also bring in speakers to empower them, to let them know that regardless of what you're going through, you can accomplish anything you set your mind to.
That's right. That's right.
So it's so exciting to see one person, one lady, may have an aha moment at our events. And I'm hoping to have more than one aha at this point.
Absolutely. The pearl and cream tea, rising against all odds with elegance and grace. And it's happening on Saturday, November 7th. So talk about who's going to be speaking this year.
Well, this year we have been privileged to have Miss Pamela Culpepper, as seen in Black Enterprise magazine. She was the former senior vice president of inclusion and diversity for PepsiCo company. Mm-hmm. And now she works for Glovelin, and it's an international public relations firm. In fact, they made her position. She is a chief people operator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she's coming to speak to women about how they can rise up in corporate, but still maintain a level of elegance about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so excited because she's coming from Chicago to speak. And I just feel like a lot of women are still trying to go the career path of moving up the or glass ceiling. Hopefully they don't hit it.
Right.
But here's a lady who has been through different phases of her career and is still continuing to do fantastic. And I feel like a lot of women need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
We're also having Dr. James Bennett, and he is a world-renowned urologist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited that he's coming to speak to our women, and you may wonder, why a urologist? Well, we're going to be dealing with prostate cancer. I happened to be in Dr. Bennett's office one day, and I saw all of these women sitting in the office waiting for their spouse or loved one with a sense of fear on their face.
Mm.
And I thought, when a man goes through prostate cancer or even checking on it, it's not just him going through it.
Yes.
But everyone is dealing with that, especially his wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we have to pull that man kicking and screaming just to get checked. This time we're going to have a tidbit for men, and we're looking to have more men at this event. So ladies, bring that man of yours to hear Dr. Bennett, because if they don't listen to us, they will listen to another man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially a man, a professional, that's his expertise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is excellent. And because we advocate health care, we are having one of the co-founders of Black Girls Run,
mm-hmm.
which is Ashley Hicks, and she just been married, I guess, about a year and a half. And she will be getting the Phenomenal Woman of the Year award.
Yay.
And we're excited about it because one of our programs, I Will Survive the Issues of the Heart, mm-hmm. for the prevention of heart disease. We never had a place where these ladies could go and exercise if they could not afford it,
mm-hmm.
to go to a gym. Black Girls Run leaves no woman behind. You have a group of women who are very supportive and make sure that you finish the walk or the run.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of their organization's commitment to women, Ashley, who is a local, lives right here in Atlanta, she was elected as Phenomenal Woman of the Year. So we're really excited about that. In fact, the next morning, Sunday morning, we're going to have an unofficial run from the front of the Grand Hyatt down Peachtree back to the Grand Hyatt.
All right.
As in honor of her becoming Miss Phenomenal Woman of the Year.
That's going to be beautiful. Now, tell people how they can be involved, because this is open to the public.
Yes. If they would like to attend the event, they can go to our website, I Am Phenomenal, IAMPHENOMEAL.org, or they can go to pearlandcreamtea.eventbrite.com.
Mm-hmm.
And one other person that I really want to mention is Mrs. Wheelchair USA, and she is getting our Catherine Peterson Award, mm-hmm. and her name is Yvette, and I, sorry Yvette if I get your last name wrong.
It's Pegues, I already know.
It's Pagan.
It's Pegues.
Pegues.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Yvette. But this woman is also a phenomenal woman. She goes around all over, and she's an advocate for the disabled.
Right.
And I am just I'm so impressed with this lady. Mm-hmm. So if you do believe in getting yourself in good health, if you do believe in advocating that it doesn't matter if you're disabled, but you still are able to do anything that you can do, and we can see that in Yvette, please come out and join us.
Absolutely.
And bring that husband kicking and screaming, too.
Absolutely. It is an elegant affair, so dress up. It's happening Saturday, November 7th at the Grand Hyatt Atlanta in Buckhead, 3300 Peachtree Road, Northeast 30305. And go to IamPhenomenal.org for more information. Also, you know, I just want you to quickly tell us about Loving Me. It's something that you do for the young ladies. It's really a great program.
Thank you. I am so impressed with the young ladies we get. What had happened after going into some domestic abuse shelters, we noticed the low self-esteem in a lot of the ladies. So we wanted to go into the middle school and just talk to the girls, and we noticed they had the same low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. So we started Loving Me Phenomenally with Endless Possibilities. And at that time, we had girls from 11 to 14. But then the 15-year-olds were asking to come back. Mm-hmm. So we extended it to 15. And our first class of Loving Me graduated from high school this year.
Wow.
And out of seven, six went to college. Mm-hmm. So they're really excelling, and we're teaching them etiquette, self-esteem, just how to love themselves. Mm-hmm. Because as long as they love themselves, they can demand respect. And that's one of our logos. I can demand respect, Loving Me. So we're very proud of our girls.
That's good stuff. And they can go to the website and learn more about that, how they can get their girls involved as well, right?
Yes, they can.
IamPhenomenal.org for that. Now, don't forget the pearl and cream tea. Come on, get your dress on. A lot of the ladies have their hats on. I might have me a little fascinator on because I'm hosting, so I'll be there. Saturday, November 7th, Grand Hyatt Atlanta in Buckhead. Again, 3300 Peachtree Road, 30305. And go to the website for more information, IamPhenomenal.org, and we really hope to see you there. Cheryl Burnside, thank you so much for joining us. Founder of Phenomenal Woman's Health, Inc., right here in Atlanta. Thanks so much for joining us.